This is Twit.
I mean, what is the best tradition of Halloween? It's
pumpkins.
Going to the pumpkin patch, exactly. Going with your family, picking out a pumpkin, carving it. And so we have some pumpkin gadgets. We have two things. We have the Pumpkin Masters pumpkin carving tool, and then a pumpkin light. Now, we use the Pumpkin Magics pumpkin carving tool to use on our very own pumpkin. And because it would take so long to actually carve the pumpkin live, we actually did.
Is there a blade in there when you should?
There is. You can. So here, let me show off the tool now. It's just this little handle, and on the top you can unscrew this little sort of plastic piece, and then you're given two blades, and we've used both of them. You just slide it in. It's notched.
Oh my word!
It's notched just like that, and then you'll put this back on the top and screw that back on. There you go. And now...
Oh, my... Whoa.
I think I'm ready to fight the drones with this bad boy.
Holy cow.
At the bottom is your battery cover. This is secured by a screw and inside a... Whoa. inside of there. That screw is a little bit difficult to get at. It takes four AA batteries to use the Pumpkin Masters. So let's go ahead and roll the time lapse of when.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is us making the pumpkin. Oh, I didn't know.
Boy,
I had
you
epic
are
music.
Fast.
Yeah, and so that's me using it. Now, I got to say, this is us changing the batteries.
You killed one set of batteries?
We killed one set of batteries, and then you can see it laying on the table over there. We found out pretty quickly that it is not the best thing to do long cuts. We actually have a photo of how far it got before the first set of four batteries died.
Oh, my word. They were new batteries?
Brand new batteries. These are batteries that we keep in the studio for mics. So we're very easy to tell which ones are new and which ones are used. So it got about that far. Got that far before all the... And it is slow. It is really hard to... Because obviously that was a time lapse. It was like... So...
Chad, did you have to hollow the pumpkin out first?
Yes, I did.
So you
we actually have the pumpkin over in this shot. Now, we're leaving it over there. And there's a reason... Is because we shot this about 4 days ago. This pumpkin is not held up. Not held up in the least. So it's over there on a plate. Its juices can marinate. The pumpkin was pretty thick. I would say that it was an inch and a half thick, or maybe, an inch in places. So I would say that this did not succeed when it came to straightaways. We did the Twit logo. Here's the pattern that I used. On these straight pieces, it wasn't really the best. Where this really was awesome was the circular parts. I could make a circular, the circular dot of the eye really nicely, where when I was using, I had a knife for all the other parts, there's no way the knife would have gotten that perfectly.
Oh, right.
And because this blade is so thin. So if I wouldn't suggest this if you were going to do very long and large cuts. But for the detailed stuff that's really hard to kind of curve around, I would say that the saw was definitely awesome and helped out. The batteries won't last very long. So that it just uses up a ton of battery. I kind of wish it would have been like wall powered or something.
Yeah. Were the two blades for different things or just a spare?
Nope, just a spare. After a while, one of them did start to feel like it was kind of bending a little bit. I think this is the one that started to feel like it was bending after you put a little bit of pressure on it. It kind of now stays bent upwards. It also came with a few other little things. It came with a little poker, and this is for the included. They gave you some patterns, so that, you know, you get a few little things to throw onto a pumpkin. We had the Twit logo, so we didn't do that. But this poker is so that when you put the paper onto the pumpkin, you take the poker and you poke along the edge so that you can follow along with the knife later.
Oh, you make little holes?
Right. You poke holes into the paper and then into the pumpkin, and then those stay on the pumpkin, and that's a good thing to trace.
Okay.
Right. Now, the poker, I got to say, it bent on us.
Are you using plastic pumpkins? Is that the problem?
Yeah, we're using Man of Steel pumpkins. Only kryptonite pokers can get through these guys. So we switched to a toothpick and a paper clip, and that worked just perfectly.
Oh, okay,
fine.
Okay.
So no need.
Where are the letters? I saw on one shot you had the letters.
These
that
guys?
You cut out of Twit.
Oh, the letters. Yes, they're also fluffy.
Are they also fluffy? Decayed? And
yeah, they're also decayed. They're sitting on the edge of the plate. But I've been told not to touch, as there is mold all over them. We're gonna go throw this pumpkin away right after the show.
Okay.
What
does that thing cost?
The Pumpkin Master, this was $8.99.
Oh, wow. Gee.
And I, if you're going to do something like this elaborate with all these curves, I could see where this might come in handy. But if you're going to do something like what we did, I almost would suggest know what your pattern is going to be. If it has a lot of straight stuff like ours did, a knife was so much better. It was so much faster. It was so much straighter. It was really...
And that's probably about two dozen batteries per pattern there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Also, you might be able to get better battery life. I didn't think battery life was going to be an issue at all. So knowing that battery life was an issue, I may have scraped out a lot more of the face of the pumpkin to try to get a little bit more battery life out of the batteries. But yeah, so that is the Pumpkin Master's Carver.